This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Please bear with me. I'm nervous. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate this. I'm wondering, basically in a nutshell, how do I increase my self-esteem?
Well, you know, self-esteem, Sue, as you hear me talk about all the time, is one of those few terms in kind of psychological parlance that is actually exactly what it says it is. That probably is sibling rivalry. Those are the only two I can think of. The rest of them get a little bit fuzzy and hazy. But self-esteem isn't mom esteem. You know, it isn't teacher esteem. It's not husband esteem or kid esteem itself, which means that it's about you doing something. And esteem is one of those interesting words because it's kind of admiring with a little energy, right? It's valuing something.
Okay.
But so it's you doing something that you value, and then it becomes the feedback loop of I'm doing something that I value, and in the doing of it, I value my own participation, and I value my own self. I value my own actions. And so tell me, how old are you?
47.
Okay. Are you single or married?
Married.
Okay. Where do you feel like you've kind of lost the sense of you as an important person?
Well, you know, it seems whenever I'm doing something that's sort of outside of my comfort zone that, you know, things start getting a little bit more challenged or in peril.
Well, but that's almost by definition, isn't it? I mean, you're saying, okay, if I'm comfortable doing it.
Right.
All right, so give me an example of something. I mean, almost by definition, if you're out of your comfort zone, you're going to feel more in peril. That's because you're not feeling comfortable.
But something that you expect, like if you're going for a job interview and stuff, you know that there's, you know, certain ways that you're going to feel, and you know, as you're getting ready for the job interview, you know, you're preparing for it and all that. I mean, you know those types of feelings, and there's other types of feelings that are rather embarrassing.
Give me an example of one of the ones that you feel is. I assume that you're saying that when anybody goes for a job interview, they're nervous and they're
sure.
Okay, all right. So tell me where you feel nervous that you think other people don't.
Oh golly. you know, there's only one thing that I can think of as an example, and it's bad enough that my voice is out there for anybody to be able to hear. You know, quite often I feel sort of like I'm trying to think of the right word.
Well, give me the example you were about to give me.
Oh, I really didn't want to.
But how am I going to help you if I don't know what we're talking about?
I know. I'm going to be having a demonstration soon, and I'm opening my house to, you know, a bunch of people for this demonstration.
Okay.
And I'm not a demonstration kind of gal.
Demonstration being like showing. I feel like I'm on What's My Line again. Is this a product or service? Is it bigger than a bread box?
Right. Product. It's a product.
Like a Tupperware party?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was nervous. That's all right. All right, so Tupperware party, and you're nervous about it because of what?
I guess I'm exposing myself. I'm making myself vulnerable.
Why? I mean, they may not buy your Tupperware, but
I don't care about that.
But what is it that's making you nervous? Do you think that they won't like your house?
Basically, I suppose. And I know that, you know, the most of the people that I'm inviting are friends. So I keep telling myself, you know, they know who I am and they love me for who I am.
Right.
But yet I still feel like I'm exposing myself for the fake that I feel like I am.
Well, but honey, look, in the same way that you could sort of understand that going for a job interview is understandably nerve-wracking.
Right.
All right? Because somebody, you're putting yourself on the line. You're saying, am I good enough for
right.
you to think about hiring me? I mean,
right.
that's scary stuff.
Right.
Because that's not self-esteem. That's interviewer esteem. That's, you know, someone else is, and I think somebody goes into an interview saying, hey, I'm the Rickster. Hire me here. Hello? Leave. and take off those platform shoes when you go. But so, and inviting someone into your house, I mean, it's one of those, I agree with you, although I must tell you, I'll tell you the experience I had, which it never even occurred to me. You're much smarter about it than I was. But your friends, first of all, love you anyway, and the other people, to a certain extent, who cares? Because they're either your house, let's look at it. Your house will either be neater and cleaner and niftier than theirs, at which point they'll probably be jealous and say things like,
oh, I doubt it.
Well, but they'll say, she has help. Or, I mean, those are people that don't like you. Or that someone will take their white glove and go, hello, what is this? Who cares? I mean, what you care about is the people who've already seen your house because they like you. And you, look, let's look at it. You have a couple of friends that you adore.
Right.
That you would no more eat in their kitchen than fly off the top of the Empire State Building because they are lovely people, they are fun to be around, and they're either horrible cooks or they're messy and dirty or they have dog hairs all over everything or cat hairs, right? Doesn't mean you love them less. You're just not going to eat in their kitchen.
Yeah.
So I think the idea of having people into your home and, I mean, look, if you think of the metaphor as a party, that everybody's nervous before a party.
Right.
And part of it is rational of, gee, what if people don't come or what if they don't have a good time? But part of it is just the I'm putting myself on display. So it sounds to me that there may be something else going on here. So what is it? Is there something else?
Probably, but you know what? It's a huge nutshell, and it would probably take a while for us to, you know, delve, and I know you don't have that kind of time.
Well, you can, Sue, listen.
Yes.
If you go to all the trouble of calling up the program and saying, can you help me on this, you might as well tell me what it is that's actually bothering you.
That, I guess, is part of the problem is that I'm not quite sure. There.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me give you a homework assignment then.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I think you're getting closer to it, but I don't think it has anything to do with Tupperware.
Probably
I think it
not.
Has to do with something. You know, in this society, an awful lot of women go from being somebody's daughter to somebody's girlfriend to somebody's wife to somebody's mother. And there's nothing like Mother's Day to bring out the idea. I probably heard from five or six women, friends of mine yesterday, that said, I don't feel like my life is what it is or what I want it to be. And I think that's part of it, that
yeah.
we make a big fuss over Mother's Day, because to a very large extent, it's a job that we really don't hold in much esteem, if you think about it.
Right. Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that it's an inverse correlation to, I mean, things that we don't have a CEO, Masters of the Universe Day, because those guys don't need flowers. They can buy any damn thing they want.
Right.
So I think the fact that, you know, that you heard me on Friday talk about the fact that Mother's Day is second only to Christmas in terms, or Valentine's Day in terms of cards, second only to Thanksgiving in terms of eating out, second only to Christmas in terms of phone calls. I mean, it's a big deal.
And as it should be.
Well, it's a big deal because I think for the other days of the year, everybody's saying, yeah, right, you're my mom. I'm going to, you know, your mom says to you, where have you been? Out.
Right.
What are you doing? Nothing.
Right.
So I don't think we esteem mothers very well,
no,
except in the abstract.
Take it for granted.
All right. So what I'm suggesting is that it may have been that there is some fallout from Mother's Day that's kind of falling on your parade today, but it ain't about Tupperware.
Okay.
It's about who am I? How,
right.
You know, how do I feel important? How do I argue conclusively? How do I hold my own with my husband or with my father, with my mom and my kids treat me like a real person? I mean, it sounds to me it's much more that kind of thing, but I'm going to leave you to do the work.
Okay.
All right, and you figure out what it is, and you call me back when you get to it, and we'll deal with it.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, this is called peeling the onion, and you probably you could also do picking the rose petals, but I don't think it has quite the same gravitas, right? That we're talking about figuring out what something isn't. Is almost as important as figuring out what it is. And for a lot of us, figuring out what it isn't is sometimes an easier place to start. So Jacob, did you do your prayer right at the top of the hour?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll have to keep an eye on the wildfires. And if the word miraculous comes up in any of these contexts, then we'll know, something we're thinking about. Look, if nothing else, the idea that we're focusing our collective consciousness on an issue, that we're sending positive vibes in the universe, that we're part of a community. It was kind of like Mike Birbiglia. I hope you guys heard that it's broken, let's fix it, because that's kind of what he was talking about, except he did it in a much more silly kind of, well, silly isn't fair, because it's such an important concept, but the idea that we all come together and share an experience. And he does it as a stand-up comedian. I do it as a broadcast psychologist, but it's the same phenomenon, right, of sort of just reminding ourselves that we are all fellow travelers on planet Earth, and that we do have the ability to be kinder and nicer than we sometimes are. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across
Voice America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, well, not huge DVD pickings this week. Last week was as hopefully all of you remembered that I was crazy about Remember, because that was my my choice last week. And also Royal Night, that was kind of fun. This week we've got two, and then I want to talk with you a little bit about a third. Deadpool will undoubtedly be the number one DVD this week. Ryan Reynolds plays an obscene superhero with a sense of humor, and it did very well at the box office, mostly because it was kind of silly fun, and Ryan Reynolds is kind of an appealing figure on film. This is not, I'm trying to think what the rating is. It may even be R on this one. Yeah, it's an R rating. So it's not for your kids. Wade Wilson is a mercenary with a special forces background after being diagnosed with cancer. Seems like our program today. He agrees to be part of an experimental project designed to turn him into a super soldier with accelerated healing and drug, toxin, and disease resistance. The rogue experiment does much more. Instead of destroying his cancer, it makes the cells a permanent part of his body. It disfigures him and destabilizes his mind, making him incredibly violent and unpredictable. With a dark sense of humor, a twisted sense of morality, and the need for revenge, Wade Wilson becomes the anti-hero known as Deadpool. Dun, dun, dun. Did you see? Because you don't. I have all these crews, and I have all this incredible information about movies, and the guys don't care. Melissa, I'll get to you in just a second. We've also got Michael Moore's Where to Invade next. I like some of Michael Moore's work and some I didn't, and I'm a little disappointed because he promised to do the program and they didn't. But, however, having said that, Where to Invade Next is his best so far. There's a sweetness in this movie that hasn't been true of any of his other movies, and he really is, it's by far and away his funniest, his silliest, his sweetest, and his most patriotic movie. So if you haven't seen it, even if you think you don't like Michael Moore, you'll like this movie. The other DVD I wanted to mention to you, well, two other things I want to mention to you. One is War and Peace, which they sent me, which I haven't seen. It's like an 8-part series from the BBC, but it stars Paul Dano, so it should be very interesting. Looks gorgeous, and BBC does great on this, so I have not seen it, but it looks fantastic. The only other thing I wanted to mention to you, and then I'll go right to Melissa, is that it will be coming to you at some point. The Professor, Tai Chi's Journey West. If you're at all interested in, we've talked about meditation or Tai Chi, this is the dude who, his name is Cheng Men Ching, who is known as the Professor, who brought Tai Chi really to the Western world. And the idea is it was originally a martial art and isn't really viewed as martial art much anymore, but it's very smooth movements. And some of the things in the documentary, we can move these huge dudes by just gentle, there's no force involved. So it's a whole different way. It's a very soothing movie to watch. So if you're in the mood for, if you think meditation isn't your thing, you may want to look at this just because it's a soothing kind of thing. You'll kind of zen into it. Alrighty, pick of the week is probably Michael Moore. Deadpool's fun, but it's R-rated. Michael Moore will make you think. All right, who do we invade next? Where do we invade next? Or who? It's where do we invade next? All right, more details at drjoy.com. Melissa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, we've been trying to figure out whether what the best route would be to go with my son, who is 7 and he's high-functioning autism. He's really smart, but as he's getting older, he's getting to be more of a behavior problem. Like, his social skills are not great, I guess you could say.
Give me an example of a lack of social skill, can you?
Well, I mean, there's like potty words. I mean, he'll do things like that are very inappropriate. Like, if we have a friend over, he'll like pull his pants down or something like stuff, and he's 7, so I mean, you know, his brother, who is also 7, knows enough not to do stuff like that. So you can kind of compare, you know, a little bit, is the fact that, you know, one is know is that you don't just go around doing.
Do you have? Let me. Do you have the sense that your son knows he's doing something wrong, or that he doesn't know that he's doing something wrong?
I'm not really sure. Because, I mean, it's happened on several occasions. Like, I mean, it's not just one person. It's like anybody that comes, I mean, a lot of times anybody that comes over, he'll do it. And we'll have the conversation, and he still does it.
All right, so tell me your part of the conversation. What do you say to him?
Probably something like, we don't show each other our private parts. You know, they're private. They're behind our clothes, and it's not okay to do. And
what does he say?
He'll either say nothing or he'll change the subject. So, I mean, it's really
hard. It sounds to me that he knows that he's doing something naughty. It also sounds to me that he's getting attention for doing something naughty.
Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of reward, what works for him for a reward?
Legos.
Okay. What if you said to him, when you are polite to guests, or whatever word you want, you get another Lego. We'll give you another something. When you do something naughty, guests, we're going to ignore you, but I'm going to take away a Lego.
Mm.
See what happens. Got really nothing to lose. We're not talking about corporal punishment. We're saying,
right.
Because part of what it sounds to me, he's a twin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's got a twin that he feels that he can't compete with very effectively. He can't be smarter. He can't be sweeter. He can't be more social. He can't be more charming, so he can be naughtier.
Yeah.
And the problem about this approach is it gets him at least a double and maybe a triple dip. First of all, he gets a reaction from the company. And this is, you know, it's not accidental that he knows that embarrassing you, it's why kids have temper tantrums in stores, is that they're aware there's an audience. They're aware that it has a different intensity, a different meaning, that if he has a temper tantrum at home, you'll ignore him. When he has a temper tantrum in the store, you can't ignore him, which is what you need to do anyway. But you think you can't ignore him. He believes you can't ignore him, so it's a much more powerful performance. Can't be ignored. So he knows he's going to get much more of a rise out of you when it's company. And he'll pick his company. I mean, and second of all, he'll get a rise out of you because you're going to lecture him. And third of all, he's taking something away from his brother that he's getting. So what if we sort of said, okay, from now on, tell me how you can be a good boy in front of company, and that'll get you a Lego. And tell me what a bad boy would do or what bad behavior would be. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and we'll go through this a little bit more. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Melissa, and she's got a 7-year-old who is a twin, and I'm saying that that his behavior seems to me to be symptomatic of his thinking, which is, I can't be as charming as my brother, so I'll be naughty. And it's getting him a huge amount of attention. So you need to set this up ahead of time and saying to him, and you can certainly do gold stars if you'd rather. I mean, you can do gold stars that get him a Lego. But the thing about the Lego is you can have it there
it's an immediate feedback, and that may work better for him. Stars work sometimes very well for kids, but and sometimes stars on their forehead. But for this particular kid, where there was no hesitation when I said, what's the most powerful tool you've got? And he said, Lego. So he gets a Lego, or a Lego gets taken away. And I would emphasize the Lego that he gets as opposed to the one that he gets taken away, because we know that positive reinforcement works much better. And see what happens, and you'll have a much clearer insight into his thought processes, because from his behavior, it seems to me that there's no question that he knows that this is not okay behavior.
Right.
And which means that it's conscious behavior, it's intentional behavior, and it's working very well from his point of view.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
So, are there other things? I mean, if you look at that, if we look at it from his point of view,
mm-hmm.
and you know my mantra, all God's children want attention. If they can't get it for doing something positive, they'll do it for something negative, because nobody wants to be ignored. And so his deal is that I can't do positive. Is he any better at anything than his brother?
He's academically smarter. I mean, he's reading at a pretty high level right now.
Okay, but. Well, then maybe having him, and maybe this is something you do in company, of saying, Jeremy is a really good reader. Jeremy, would you like to show Grandma, would you like to read her a book? Because Grandma loves books. Because we need to make sure that punishing negative behavior really doesn't work terribly well. Ignoring negative behavior works much better. On the other hand, if we ignore negative behavior and there's no positive, we've really left a huge void. So if this kid is really terrific at reading, have him read.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
So he knows that he gets to read to Grandma, or he gets to read the Cheerios box at breakfast, or, I mean, whatever. I mean, that you can figure out what kinds of things he needs to be reading, but it sounds to me that, that's a major thing that he's really good at.
Right. Definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Are there any other specific instances you want me to look at?
I had been thinking about working with the ABA program, which is Applied Behavioral Analysis.
That's kind of what we're talking about. I think that's fine.
But the program that they want to do is a program that they work with you for like 4 to 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And so, I mean, they come into your house and work with your child. I don't know. I mean.
Well, try it. I mean, how much of a commitment do you have to pay for it?
No, I mean, health insurance would pay for it.
Okay. So try it. What do you have to lose?
Well, I mean, that's.
It'll be over the summer, right?
Right. And.
So you. Okay, go ahead.
Like, if we want to go out, like, to go on our bikes or something on the bike trail, and it wasn't the exact spot he wanted to go to, he'll just sit there and scream. And so I will.
So what? All right. So what do you do when he sits there and screams?
Well, I left my husband with him, and so he finally got to bribe him into using the phone, because we don't usually let him have any computers during the week. Thanks to you. I wasn't thrilled about that scenario because...
Well, I mean, one of the possibility, how often does he get to pick the track?
He would...
Of the trail of where you go?
I said probably half and half, I would
okay.
say.
Okay, who gets to pick the other time?
His brother, I mean... You know,
okay.
But I think he had an idea in his head about where we were going, and then, of course, it wasn't where he thought we were going.
Well, but that may be something. I mean, look, it seems to me that there's a consistent theme through this,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't like surprises.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So part of it is that you have that discussion about which trail it's going to be on, and maybe you get out the map, maybe you do a Google map, so he knows ahead of time.
Yeah.
That you get to, this is where we're going today. Your brother picked this one. This is a map. Do you want to draw it? And because he's good at reading, I mean, he may do the Google map. And Nick, and then you get to pick the one we do next week. You can do the same one, or you can do a different one. But giving him advance notice probably makes more sense. He doesn't like surprises. He doesn't know how to react to that. And so his reaction is to have a hissy fit. The basic rule with a hissy fit is... the problem about letting your husband stay with him is that that means he gets private time with your husband, which is maybe a reward. So we have to be careful about that. And it may just be that that you write off and you don't go very far. I mean, one of the nice things about a screaming child is nobody wants that child at that moment. I mean, I don't care if he looks like a little cherub. A screaming child, nobody wants to get anywhere near. So it may be that you don't go very far, but you just go to another part where you can keep an eye on him and and ignore him.
Yeah.
But I think so look, here's what the takeaway is. Surprises don't work for him. So even if you feel like he's going to have a hissy fit, you're still better him having a hissy fit at home, because it's a lot easier to walk away from at home than it is in a forest.
Right.
So no surprises. Focus on the fact that he's a really good reader, so he gets to maybe the two of them together can figure out, or he can show his brother where the trail goes. That, and he gets rewarded for positive behavior, which you set up ahead of time. Again, this is the no surprises kind of thing. Is when he does a naughty thing in front of company, that he doesn't get the Lego that week, and when he's good, he does get the Lego.
Right.
You probably don't even have to take something away from him. You can try it. You can try it just when you're really good, you get a new Lego. And when you're naughty, no Lego. That may work. You may not even have to take anything away from him.
Right.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, give it a try. And in terms of the intense thing over the summer, I try it. I mean, I don't think you have any negative connotation. I mean, there's no real downside to it, except he's not going to be playing quite as much. But especially over the summer, it may be very useful to him. I mean, you can see how it goes.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All righty. 855-993-7569. All right. Let's see what I've got here. I've got, about 3 minutes? Do we have an email here?
I do. Let's see. So, Jim wrote to you, and he said, here on the West Coast, we hear your show after it's over, so I couldn't phone in my comments. On the May 4 show, you were discussing about elderly drivers, which prompts this note to you. My mother was 92 at death, which was the result of not surviving a surgery. She was still driving a 5-speed Camry, in fact. All her life, she was an excellent driver with a record of no at-fault accidents. At her advanced age, I was always aware and concerned that her driving could become an issue to be handled. I rode with her on occasion so that I could secretly observe her driving. Never did I observe anything I would suggest, or that would suggest that her skills were declining. As with most of us, I'm sure I've seen any number of younger drivers who should not be allowed on public road. My mom was a good driver because she spent her driving life observing and learning from the experience. I feel that the bottom line is that people differ, and there cannot realistically be a one-size-fits-all limitation to a driver's age. I'm concerned that your mother's bad driving may have colored your perception of elderly drivers.
No question. But I've also been around. I mean, look, let's face it. How do we really want a population of 90-plus drivers on the road? And I would argue that we don't want a whole bunch of kids who are under 18 on the road, because their reflexes are better, but their judgment doesn't exist. By 90, presumably we're talking about eyesight and reflexes. But I think you're probably right. I think at least an eye test is necessary. And an awful lot of people feel that their parents shouldn't be driving. But I hear your comment, and you're undoubtedly right. My mom was crash. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855 855- 1-800-799-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Jake, you always sound good. All right, so let's hear a program director question.
All right. We have one here from Mary, who says, there seems to be so much depression today and too many antidepressants. How can you make yourself become happy without meds? Also, do you agree with the new gut-to-brain theory? Could it be due to our bad processed foods?
Okay. I think there are three different issues there. The first is I think it's important to differentiate, which the media doesn't, which people don't in general, the difference between depression and unhappiness, because they're really not the same. People can feel bummed because they lost a job. They can feel unhappy because their kid didn't send them flowers on Mother's Day. They can feel unhappy because their relationship isn't going very well. And so there are, and we have this notion, especially as Americans, that it's our God-given right to be happy. That isn't what the Declaration of Independence says. It says to pursue happiness. It doesn't say to be happy. And that they're completely different things. And we, over the years, I believe, have misconstrued them. So the idea being, if we're not happy all the time, there's something wrong. You have to remember, was it Sophocles that happiness is for pigs? So the idea of a life without strife or a life without that being happy all the time is unrealistic. And probably not even very healthy. There are legitimate issues that cause sadness. Depression can certainly be triggered by sadness, but it's not the same thing. Being happy or unhappy is a normal part of life. Depression is really pathological. It's saying that there's something wrong, and it's quite often not, although it can be triggered by external circumstances, by definition, it is not based on external circumstances. It's internal. The idea that no matter what I do, it doesn't work, feeling tired all the time, feeling lethargic, either eating a whole lot more or a whole lot less, things that usually make you happy don't. And everybody has those symptoms sooner or later. But the question is, how many, to what extent, and for how long? And that, as you know, that the argument has always been between psychology and psychiatry, at least for the last 75 or so years, about how to treat that. And from my education, we're taught, well, you have to talk about it. There's something that is hidden. And you can hear it, it's my approach when someone calls and they say, well, there's this problem. And I'm saying, well, but that doesn't make any sense. Let's look a bit deeper. So that's the approach that psychologists take of whatever the presenting problem is. It's very likely something a bit more complicated and a bit older. That, gee, my mom didn't love me enough, or my parents abandoned me, or that I had a sibling rival when I was just going through a difficult time, or whatever. So the idea being, well, by peeling back the layers, that we can find the initial problem, and by looking at it with adult eyes and the perspective, that we can be freer of it. Not maybe not completely free of it, but freer of it. So that's been the approach of psychology. Psychiatry says something completely different. It says, nope, this is a chemical imbalance. It may have been triggered by one of those weird psychological events that those other people talk about, but what you have now is really an imbalance. And in order to make that person normal, heavy quotes, heavy italics, you have to restore the chemical balance to them, and therefore medication is the way to deal with it. Or in extreme cases, electroconvulsive therapy, that we basically reboot the brain electrochemically. What we now understand is that both are right and both are wrong, and if you add exercise to it, that you're going to be much better. So that first is the distinction between being unhappy and being depressed, and they're really not the same. The second is the classical approaches. The third is, okay, if I don't want to do medication, where do I start? Well, certainly as a therapist, I would suggest that therapy never really hurt anybody. You may or may not feel it's helpful, but it's not going to hurt you. So why would you not try that? And previous to therapy, what you may want to do is just get a paper and pencil and write down, what do I think might be troubling me? What do I think may be the root cause of my unhappiness at this moment? See where you get. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to do anything in particular about it. So, I mean, you don't have to pay anybody. You just have to get focused about it. And it's something you can do at your own leisure, under your own steam. The second is, and I'm a great fan of this, because I know in myself, when I'm in an exercise program, my life just works better. And for whatever reason, if I had an injury or was on vacation or an illness, so that I couldn't exercise, and so I get out of the habit of it, my life just doesn't run as well. So the first thing I would suggest you do, as I said, is paper and pencil. The second is get off your butt. Go and doesn't have to be training for a marathon, but walking, certainly a gym is not a bad idea. The weather's beginning to get nice places, bicycling, just getting out. And I think you're going to instantly feel better. In terms of non-medication, I say this, and so far I've sort of avoided major lawsuits, but St. John's wort, which you can buy over-the-counter. Now, remember, because you can buy it over-the-counter doesn't mean it doesn't have some toxicity associated with it, especially if you overdose on it or taking more than the recommended dosage. But St. John's wort, which you can buy at a health food store, is 8 times more popular in Germany than any of the antidepressants that are used in the United States. And you can also use it. You can take the capsules apart and use it as a tea. Basically, magic is anything that you think will work. So what I would try in your particular circumstance is see, are there certain times of year? Are there certain situations? Has this been going on for a long time? Are there somatic symptoms attached to it, or do you think it's just plain unhappiness? And as I think the approach that says, what can I do about this, as opposed to going to somebody else, is not necessarily a bad approach. Just be careful. Be careful that you don't let it get on to the point where you feel completely immobilized and you, to the extent that you just can't function, or that you're feeling that my life is not worth living, because those are dangerous symptoms and you really need to get some help about them. But for the time being, starting with paper and pencil, where did this come from? How long have I been feeling this way? What are my options? Are there things I can do that make me feel happy or unhappy? And some exercise is not a bad place to start. And you may want to check out St. John's wort. Okay, so that's kind of the alternative. You know, I tend to agree with you. And the story that that we talked about just before the news talked about it was the idea that this country is, I think we are something like 5% of the world's population, and we use something like 80% of the world's drugs. I remember reading something like that, which is scandalous. We can't be that much sicker, whether we're talking physically or emotionally, than the rest of the world, which means that somehow we've decided that pills are the answer. And I would certainly suggest that pills can be life-saving, certainly cured tuberculosis, people don't die of pneumonia anymore, we don't die of bacterial infection, but that doesn't mean that the answer to anything is popping a pill. All right? So give it a try, see what we get. Call me if you need me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.